I very loosely drew out a kind of schema, if you like, of how we would organise the wall, and people commented on that. I brought that back to this group. They commented on that. We readjusted things, changed emphasis of things, and then I just started drawing around all this this background material. Some of the drawing was just for its own sake, just getting in myself in behind under the skin of the subject, and then gradually it started to feed into an actual design for the mural. And when I had a rough sketches for the mural ready, I then brought them back to the group, and we talked about them, and again changes were made on the basis of people's comments. So by this stage, I think I was very aware that for me it was like this. It was an absolute gift of a project for me. The wall itself was a beautiful shaped gable with really interesting bays and subdivisions. And so I think I personally was in no doubt how much of myself was going into this at this point, certainly. But I think there was a very strong group feeling in that in this little group of people, and I think everybody felt by the end of it that, you know, that it was collectively, it was our mural. So yes, we ended up with a final draft, which then went on public display in Leith Library for about 2 months, I think. And we encouraged comments, and we got a whole comment box, and we also encouraged people to contact us if they had any more background material, or if they felt that bits of it were inaccurate or whatever. I don't remember anything particularly significant other than there was just a general feeling of support. I think it was just the right project at the right time. It struck a chord with people, and everybody, I think, generally felt good about seeing something that was going to be celebrating Leith in that really prominent way. And then, in terms of the actual painting of it, it was going to be Paul Grime and myself, who were going to physically do the painting.